This is Eliseo from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
What is your zip code?
11758.
Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
What is the year of your birth?
45.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? Select all that apply. White, black, or African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
White.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change in issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, which means your vote has no power at all and means your vote has a lot of power.
Just my vote? 2.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided.
Trump.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
First one.
Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York. I'm not sure.
First one.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote in the ballot measure?
Yes.
Here is the text of proposal number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
Yes.
After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote in the ballot measure?
Yes.
What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right for abortion? Please pick the two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. Empathy, control over your own life, equality, freedom, making decisions about your own body, privacy, rights, responsibility to younger and future generations, safety, responsibility to women.
Controlling your own body and freedom.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
More.
Would you say somewhat more or much more motivated?
Much more.
If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
If they voted for what?
If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them?
More.
Or does it make no difference at all?
More.
Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less.
Say somewhat or much less?
Much less.
To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
States.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first one.
Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first one.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidates shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issues of abortion? You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion legal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, now, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms.
And what's the question?
How convincing would this be? Would you say very convincing, somewhat convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. How convincing would this be?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms.
Yes, true.
Would you say very convincing reason?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate common sense approach to abortion. How convincing would this be?
Quite convincing.
Okay. Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent.
I'm opposed to that.
Okay, would you say not a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all?
Not very convincing.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
We did this one already. 2.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump. But you're repeating the questions now.
I'm just following the guidelines on this.
Yeah, but this is very long. You said at the beginning this would be a short survey.
We're at 78% complete of completion. So, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I don't want to answer anymore. These are the same questions we did at the beginning.
Well, yes, it seems like some of the questions are repeated, but, either way I have to ask them. I can't, answer for you.
Well, I hope we're about done. I have to be leaving. So, what was that last question?
Yes, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married,
divorced? Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay?
Heterosexual. The first one, heterosexual.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not.
About $160,000.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, you're welcome.